Welcome to the Monday, June the 5th, 2017 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and as always, I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. I'm having something goofy going on with my computer, and try to get a hold of Tom in Philadelphia. Tom, if you're listening, I need for you to give me a call, or I need to call you back. Need for you to get into the back end of this and see what's going on. But that being said, you know, folks, the Bible somewhere talks of a time, I can't remember what passage it's in, of a time of great deception. And I think we're living in those times, folks. You know, I was doinking around, as I always do, over the weekend, planning shows for, you know, the upcoming week. And I'm running across all of this stuff and all these people. And, you know, I have to take my hat off to a lot of these would-be investigators out there that are trying to track down different things and putting their all into it. And you can tell whether they get it right or whether they don't get it right sometimes. Their heart is there and their integrity is there. And the reason that we've had to go here is because we can't get any real news out of the mainstream media anymore. They've been compromised. They've been bought off. They've been whatever they've been. And as most of you out there know, I got to the point where I can't even watch them anymore because it's nothing but a joke. I was watching this Farouk Fazad or whatever his name is, you know, just on clips on the internet with CNN, and they're actually coming out and allowing some of these, contributors or pundits or whatever they want to call themselves to cuss on the air, which I've never seen that happen before, so I don't know what's going on with them. But as I was going through and I was looking for subject content for this upcoming week, I ran across a clip of this guy on CNN. And the question is, whose news is fake and whose news is real? Well, I have an idea, folks. You be the judge, because I'm going to start this program tonight with a clip that I pulled from CNN. And they've got this kid on there, and I don't even know. I've never seen him before. He almost looks like Carrot Top. The kid is he's a redheaded libtard who looks to be, he couldn't be any more than maybe his early 20s. He looks like a computer geek. He's got these little silly glasses on. You remember years ago, Sean Hannity used to do a show with Alan Combs. Alan Combs was a Democrat. Sean Hannity was a Republican. And they put Alan Combs up against Sean Hannity because he looked like the goofy guy. He was the guy that you could look at, and you could just look at him, and he just exuded this, I don't have any credibility look. Well, that's who this guy reminded me of, except that he's got red hair. He's in his early 20s. He looks like a computer geek. And he's telling us, and why CNN would put somebody like him on there for this message instead of somebody like Wolf Blitzer, you know, who, and you know, he doesn't tell the truth either, but it looks like he looks like he's got a little bit more credibility than this guy. So anyway, they put this computer geek on here telling us why we shouldn't believe anything other than the official Seth Rich narrative. Now I want you to, Mike, have you got that set up yet? Okay. Yeah, I want you to have a listen to this clip, folks, because I'm going to pull it apart here at the end. But I want you to decide who's real and who's fake here. Go ahead, Mike.
It was the newsiest week in recent memory. Breaking news by the hour. Each revelation seemingly drowning out the last.
We're reporting from the White House tonight because of the rapidly developing investigation into whether the president tried to shut down an FBI investigation.
And another report that the probe has reached a current senior White House official close to the president.
But in certain corners of conservative media, it was a very different revelation that was generating all the headlines.
Another Fox News alert, a huge bombshell in the murder of this D.C. DNC staffer.
For almost a year now, various conservatives have been latching onto a conspiracy theory surrounding the murder of a young DNC staffer. For them, Seth Rich's murder disproves the entire narrative surrounding Trump and Russia. The problem? It's never been supported by any evidence. In fact, like so many conspiracy theories, when you lay it all out, it's incoherent. It doesn't really make sense. And yet, it persists. So now, the question is this. Will the Seth Rich lie ever disappear? Let's start from the beginning. Last July, Seth Rich, a 27-year-old staffer for the DNC, was found dead in a Washington, D.C. neighborhood. The police say that the evidence suggests that Rich was killed as a result of a botched robbery, and the murder remains unsolved. Not long after, though, Rich's death became the center of a conspiracy theory. Now, keep in mind, this happened in the middle of the 2016 presidential campaign, an election that was driven in part by WikiLeaks disclosures of emails from top Democratic officials. Hillary Clinton and the Democrats blamed the Russians for the leaks. And they slammed Trump for being a bit too comfortable with the alleged meddling.
These cyber attacks come from the highest levels of the Kremlin.
It was a month after the murder when the conspiracy theory was amplified by Julian Assange, who implied that Rich was a source for WikiLeaks.
We're not saying that Seth Rich's death necessarily is connected to our publications. That's something that has to be established.
After that, you could find mentions of Seth Rich on Trump's subreddits and 4chan, the darker corners of the web. But it never really achieved mainstream attention. Until now. A new figure emerged claiming that Seth Rich had been in contact with WikiLeaks before he died.
Yeah. You know, connect the dots here. It's starting to all come together.
It was this guy, Rod Wheeler, a private investigator and Fox News contributor, who quickly walked back that claim. But that didn't stop Sean Hannity, Julian Assange, and countless online trolls from hyping the conspiracy at every opportunity.
The unsolved murder of former DNC staffer Seth Rich continues to get a huge amount of attention.
But let's just pause for a moment to dissect this. Even if Seth Rich leaked DNC emails to WikiLeaks, of which there's no proof, by the way, the rest of the conspiracy theory still doesn't really make sense. Here's Brad Bauman, a spokesman for the Rich family.
His job was not in any way, shape, or form related to IT. He never would have had access to emails that the DNC had. He never would have had access to the DCCC, who was also hacked at the same time. He would have never had information or access to John Podesta's emails. That's just not what he did for a living.
Now, conspiracy theories have festered for years because they're a magic solution. Think of them like a lottery ticket, where the grand prize is getting rid of a political adversary or perhaps an unflattering story. And we've seen this script play out before. Let's go back to the 90s, in the case of Vince Foster. Vince Foster was a close friend of the Clintons. He served as White House counsel. He ultimately slid into a spiral of depression and committed suicide. Newt Gingrich and Christopher Ruddy, now an unofficial advisor to Donald Trump, spun Vince Foster into a conspiracy, implying that he was murdered by the Clintons. And that theory was held up by anti-Clinton opponents for years, supposedly the key to proving the truth behind the Clintons. Or look more recently to the example of the birthers. People thought that if only you could prove that President Obama was born in Kenya, then he'd be forced out of office.
If you are going to be the president of the United States, you have to be born in this country. And there is a doubt as to whether or not he was born.
The Seth Rich conspiracy theory has all the elements of what's driven Trump's supporters. The mainstream media is lying and covering up the real story? Check. Trump's opponents are evil and will stop at nothing to take him down? Check. And finally, this Russia stuff. It's all bogus. Fake news. Check.
If that is true, and we don't know yet, looks like Russia didn't give it to WikiLeaks.
Right.
Well, it was Seth Rich, perhaps.
Really, to sum it all up, you just have to look at this single tweet. Right there, Sean Hannity lays out why this conspiracy theory is so important. If Seth Rich was the source for WikiLeaks, then the Russians didn't help elect Donald Trump. And that would make the whole Russia investigation, to quote the president, fake news.
Because it turns out it wasn't the Russians. It was this young guy who I suspect was disgusted by the corruption of the Democratic National Committee.
So for conspiracy theorists like Sean Hannity and other allies of the president, the death of Seth Rich is a magic wand to make this existential threat to Trump's presidency just disappear.
Okay, folks, you heard it. Now, what I would like for you to do tonight, and normally I don't do this. Who was it? Ryan Dawson that coined this phrase, he used it. Somebody else probably coined it, of taking you to the woodshed. I'm about to take this guy to the woodshed. I don't know where he gets his information. I don't know who pumps this Kool-Aid into this kid's head. Maybe someday he'll grow a brain. But I'm going to take him apart right now. And he says, well, there's just no evidence. Well, it's because he hasn't looked, obviously. So let me start. He opens up with certain corners of conservative media. Well, that's his first lie. It's not just conservatives that are looking for answers in this case. Seth Rich and Sean Lucas were both Democrats and Bernie Sanders supporters. Now, the web is full of citizen investigators, like I said, from both sides of the aisle, and many independents seeking both real news and real answers. Now, he goes on to say, various conservatives have been latching onto a, quote, conspiracy theory, unquote. The fact that this lunatic is shoveling the total BS that the problem is it's never been supported with any evidence is downright laughable, as you're going to see, as you already know, but I've got even more tonight, folks. So just the notion that CNN is continuing this nothing to see here narrative is in itself an insult to the intelligence of anyone wishing to spend 15 minutes on the web looking for evidence. It's all over the web, folks, and it's in your face. Now, according to this idiot, when you lay it out, it's incoherent and doesn't make any sense. Well, I'm going to lay it out. Not all of it, just the latest. And I want you folks to be the judge as to whether this makes any sense. So, he asks, will the Seth Rich lie ever disappear? My question to him is, when are perishing idiots like you going to disappear? Or at least quit taking money from a news network promoting nothing but fake news. He tries to paint Trump's tweets, Reddit, and 4chan as the, quote, darker corners of the web, places we now have to go and find ourselves going to disseminate truth from lies. But according to CNN, oh no, don't go there. They're all lying. You can only get the truth from us. Do you see why I don't watch mainstream news anymore, folks? He says they never really achieve mainstream attention. My response, well, yes, that's because they are telling the truth, dummy. He calls Julian Assange and Sean Hannity online trolls. Now, I'm not the biggest fan of Sean Hannity. I don't dislike him. I think he's a bit of a gatekeeper. But if it's anything he's not an online troll. This idiot, from out of nowhere, by the way, appears on CNN looking like a libtard geek and expects that we should accept him as credible, yet toss Assange and Hannity's opinion in the trash. CNN is sinking to an all-time low here, folks. And then, he says, even if Seth Rich leaked emails to WikiLeaks, the rest of the story doesn't make sense. Now, while true that there's yet to be any smoking gun evidence that Rich was the leaker, the story is much more plausible than Russian hackers in collusion with InfoWars, along with Macedonian hacking colluders, a story of which Hillary Clinton wants us to believe. He then invites Brad Bauman on, you know, that public relations guy for the family, a guy whose foundation, the Brad Bauman Foundation, is tied to David Brock and Media Matters, that Media Matters organization that spews forth all this propagandic nonsense, that continually vomits forth outrageous falsehoods. Brad tells us that Rich's job was in no way related to IT. That's a blatant and provable lie debunked by many witnesses who knew Rich. And then, to add insult to irreparable CNN injury, This fool drudges up Vince Foster, a highly suspicious death, with a phony conclusive report conjured up by Robert Fisk, the same fixer, i.e. choker, appointed to cover up Whitewater, Madison Guarantee Savings and Loan. It was Janet Reno of Waco fame that requested Fisk investigate Foster. And he was ultimately replaced by Ken Starr, but that doesn't make any difference. We're seeing this happen right in front of our face now with Robert Mueller, which I'm going to get into a little bit later in the week. I think tomorrow night, folks, but that's a story for another day. Like, tomorrow is another day. Anyway, so it was Janet Reno that appointed this clown. And then, get this, I love this one, and then he moves to the birther issue, right? Hey, dude, let me tell you something, Clyde. I have Obama's wife on video admitting Obama wasn't born in the United States. Mike, you want to play that clip number two for the audience?
Surrounding HIV testing, which is still plaguing so many of our communities, which you all know, a lot of that is due to homophobia. Barack has led by example. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country in Kenya, we took a public HIV test for the very point of showing folks in Kenya that there is nothing.
That's good, Mike. Okay. Oops, she messed up his home country of Kenya, where he was born and raised. Interesting. So, now, there's what we are supposed to believe is the real news. Now, let's take a look at what they call the fake news. Now, I don't want to go there. I'm going to save that for tomorrow night. But anyway, let's go on. No smoking gun yet, as I said, but a mountain of fishy circumstantial evidence and nefarious connections that scream investigate further. And by the way, if any of you folks are unaware, the reward for information leading to the arrest of the killers, and it's not just the people who pulled the trigger, okay? It's also who was in the operating room that allowed this kid to die. I got a little bit more on that coming up, folks. So the reward on that is up to $330,000 now. So there's a lot of other people that are throwing money into this because they want answers as well. Now, the police report, as I reported on another show last week, depicts Rich as being taken to a local area hospital. Rich was conscious and breathing, according to the report. There were no reports on which hospital he was taken to, however. But common sense indicates it would be MedStar Washington Hospital Center.
Now to that mysterious death in my...
Yeah, hold on there, Mike. Because Howard University Hospital is closer, but it didn't have the facilities for trauma surgery. So if we are to believe the report by the anonymous whistleblower on 4chan, that doctor that was on the floor regarding Rich having surgery and being stable, and by the way, remember, it was Steve in California that, as a nurse that verified the medical language he was using in 4chan as being authentic, the kind of language that would be used by a physician that would be in that facility. Okay, you have to lend some credibility to that. So Rich having had surgery and being stable, it would have been at MedStar, as I said, because Howard University didn't have the facilities. Now, here's where it starts to get even more interesting than it's already gotten, folks. The lead director of the gold surgery team at MedStar Washington Hospital is a guy by the name of Jack Sava, MD, spelled S-A-V-A. All right? I'm going to get into a little bit more about him when we get back. Stick around. Break coming up. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. And before we get back to this, I want to remind everybody, as John mentioned on his program today, we're still in a pledge drive. We're only about a third of the way where we need to be. And we're about ready to go into phase two of this, which I was part and parcel to. I'm not going to go into any detail about it. But at any rate, I want to remind everybody, you know, if you got an extra 50, 100, 20 bucks, 30 bucks, whatever, please pick up the phone and call Mike at 800-724-2719, extension 3. And I'm going to stop barking at you here pretty soon because we're in the process of going into phase two. But the money still needs to come in, folks. And I have to tell you, you know, the time couldn't be any more crucial than it is now, because they're attacking the advertisers. They're attacking they're censoring the web. They're looking to put all of us, and I'm talking about all the alternative media, out of business, because on the information war, folks, we're winning. So pick up the phone. Call 800-724-2719. Make a pledge. Go into the website at republicbroadcasting.org. Click the PayPal button and donate. Okay, become a member. Donate 20, 30, 40, 50 bucks a month, whatever you can afford to do that doesn't take food off your table. Or you can take a check, cash, or money order, and cash in a tin foil. Send it to RBN at 2251 Round Rock, or Doubletree Drive, extension 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. Again, that's 2251 Double Creek Drive, extension 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. Okay, so with that, back to this Jack Sava guy. Jack Sava, MD, is the director of the gold surgery team at the MedStar Washington Hospital Center, where Seth Rich, if he was operated on, which according to reports he was, This is Dr. Sava's team manages a broad spectrum of urgent general surgical conditions, including problems of the intestine, gallbladder, stomach, liver, and other abdominal organs, which would be the exact organs that they would have operated on with Seth Rich because of his bullet wounds. So, that being said, multiple WikiLeaks emails. Now, this is where I'm going to tie this together, folks. Multiple WikiLeaks emails show Dr. Jack Sava and a lady by the name of Lisa Kountoupas, and that's Kountoupas, to have close connections to the Podesta brothers. Not only that, but I have numerous copies of guest invites at fundraising events showing both Dr. Jack Sava and Lisa Kountoupas registering as arrivals together. So it appears likely, not saying for sure, but it appears likely that Dr. Jack Sava is in a relationship of some sort with this Lisa Kountoupas. Now, multiple WikiLeaks emails show Kountoupas and Sava connections with the Podesta brothers, as they said, and there are spreadsheets showing the guest list for fundraising events listing Sava and Kountoupas as the RSVPs together on multiple occasions. These are public record. There was one fundraiser guest number 32, Lisa Kountoupas, was the guest. Jack Sava, MD, was her partner. Heather Podesta was guest number 51. Tony Podesta, her ex-husband, was guest number 52. And Tony and Heather didn't register together, but with different guests. They are divorced, as I said. Now, Heather's guest was a Stephen Kessler, and Tony Podesta's was a David Williams. I haven't gone down the rabbit hole on those two yet. I haven't seen any need to. But Heather conveniently sits, get this, folks, Heather Podesta conveniently sits on the D.C. Police Foundation board. And you could pull that right off of Wikipedia. Lisa Kountoupas just happens to be named as the Hill's top lobbyist, Democratic lobbyist, of 2016. Now, she's also lobbied on more than one occasion for the Clintons. She also worked for the Department of Energy, and she was, and get this, if you're taking notes here, she was the chief lobbyist for the Uranium One connection, and that's a matter of public record. Remember that 20% deal of uranium that was sold off? That was Lisa Kountoupas that was involved with and lobbied for that deal. Now, also Lisa Kountoupas, according to White House records, met with John Podesta in the 276 meeting room, appointment number U15174 for Podesta and appointment U16746 for Kountoupas. Got a break coming up. Go back into this when we get back. Michael Herzog and the American Awakening. I'll see you on the other side with much more information to digest. Stick around, folks. More to come. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could. I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com. It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Back with the American Awakening. Mike LaHerzog, your host. Okay, so what we've got here is we've got, you can turn the music off, Mike, thanks. We've got, let's see, just a minute here. So Lisa Cantupes met with John Podesta in the 276 meeting room in the White House on Thursday, May 26. Now, this is... June 26th, that'll be 6 weeks prior to Seth Rich's death. She met with him for 9 hours, according to White House records. His appointment was set at 12:14 p.m. on May 24th, 2016. And again, as I said, whatever they talked about, their meeting lasted 9 hours in the West Wing meeting room. That's a matter of public record. Cantupes Consulting was hired by Uranium One to lobby on issues related to uranium mining and the uranium market, and was paid $200,000 for the endeavor. Cantupes Counseling has been hired by Uranium One to lobby on the issues, and I'm reading this news here, relating to uranium mining and the uranium market. Uranium One is more than one half owned by Atomred Metzoloto of Moscow. Lisa Cantupes, former policy advisor to the chairman of the Energy and Commerce Committee, and Sean Whitman, a former chief of staff, Senator John Barrasso, a Republican from Wyoming, were working on the account. And this deal was later consummated by Hillary Clinton. Now, let's shift gears here. Hold that thought, folks, because Barrington Wiesenant was investigating certain individuals suspected of immigration and passport fraud, along with voter fraud, just a few miles from the Beck Law Firm handling the lawsuit filed against the DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Michael Rivero, as I mentioned to you, reported last Thursday that Beck and her law firm members were receiving death threats. And I reported the story last Thursday night that Schultz was busted calling into the firm and asking questions about the suit using a program that disguised her voice and made it sound robotic, like they use when interviewing people wishing to maintain their anonymity on TV, you know, when they put them in shadows, darken their face, and it kind of sounds robotic. Unfortunately, Schultz was a bit too careless and forgot to star 67 her phone number, 305-936-5724, which is now on the court record as the Beck Law Firm has informed the court of the event. Now, both reports by Rivero earlier in the day and mine later Thursday evening were before either of us were made aware of this. Okay, Mike, go ahead and play that third clip.
That mysterious death in Miami, a federal prosecutor's body found on Hollywood Beach, raising a lot of questions. ABC's Lindsay Davis is here with the latest in the case. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Robin. Brandon Wisenant Jr. was working his way up in the legal field. Just a few months ago, he accepted a job working in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Miami in its major crimes unit. And now his own death is being investigated as a crime.
This morning, police are investigating the death of Miami federal prosecutor and father of three, Brandon Wisenant Jr. The 37-year-old's body was found in the water close to shore on Hollywood Beach in Florida by a civilian walking on the beach early Wednesday morning. Police say he suffered a head wound, possibly caused by a gunshot or another type of trauma. They're currently investigating his death as a crime. Witnesses say he was found fully dressed and that personal effects were found on his body. Wisenant had recently joined the U.S. Attorney's Office in January, working in the Major Crimes Unit. According to court records, he'd been handling several visa and passport fraud cases while also teaching a paralegal program at the University of Miami. The U.S. Attorney's Office tells ABC News, "We will miss him deeply. He was a wonderful lawyer and great colleague."
No comment from the U.S. Attorney's Office about the circumstances surrounding his death.
All right, Mike.
If this winds up being...
All right. No comment from the Attorney's Office. Possibly caused by a gunshot or maybe a trauma to the head. If it's a bullet wound, don't you see a hole in their head? So this one's going to get fishy, too, as far as the investigation goes. I can already predict that one, folks. But get this. It gets even more fun as we go down this rabbit hole because this guy, Brandon Wisenant, accepts a job in the Miami Federal Prosecutor's Major Crime Unit investigating immigration and passport fraud. And last Wednesday, the day before Debbie Wasserman Schultz calls into that attorney's office and disguises her voice and has made, or there are people making death threats against that office, this guy's body is discovered. It would be about 24 hours before. After his body is discovered, she's calling into that law office. Wisenant was fully dressed in the water with personal effects still intact, wasn't robbed, floating just offshore, just off the Hollywood Miami shore, with head trauma, and as I said, possibly, the police say, a bullet wound. I don't know how you could say possibly. It's either there or it's not. Wisenant was investigating several visa and passport fraud cases. And what ABC News did not report, and of course I'm going to, thank you very much, is that Wisenant's body was found in the 23rd Congressional District of Florida. This district is the congressional district of none other than, guess who? Congressman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Now, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the same lady that, again, earlier threatened the D.C. police chief, telling him, remember this? Telling him there would be consequences if he didn't hand over her ex-IT staffer's computer. Now, I'm going to get into that guy here in a few minutes. But first, in this clip, Schultz looks intense. I know you can't see it. We're on the radio here. But the girl looks intense, but also a bit terrified and frustrated in her attempts to get the police chief to turn over the laptop. Okay, on that clip four, Mike, play it from the 5 minute to the 6 minute mark. Thank you.
Under my understanding, the Capitol Police is not able to confiscate members' equipment when the member is not under investigation. It is their equipment. And it's supposed to be returned.
Well, I think there's extenuating circumstances in this case, and I think that, you know, working through my counsel and the necessary personnel, if that in fact is the case, and with the permission of through the investigation, then we'll return the equipment. But until that's accomplished, I can't return the equipment.
I think you're violating the rules when you conduct your business that way, and should expect that there would be consequences. I yield back.
Gentlemen, thank you for your testimony today. Chief.
Okay, Mike, go ahead and cut it. This lady just threatens the D.C. police chief with consequences if he doesn't turn over the laptop. Now, who does a laptop belong to? I'm going to go there in a minute. But this lady is frustrated. She's also terrified. She's very intense because there's a whole lot more to the story than this, folks. And guess what? I'm going to get there in just a couple of minutes. Okay, give me a drum roll. Get on the edge of your seat. Fasten your seatbelt. Strap yourself in. So who is Schultz's ex-staffer? Well, thank you for asking, folks. She's speaking of this guy, Imran Awan, and his wife, Hina Alvi. Schultz is intent on recovering Awan's computer. Well, why? Why is she so intent on recovering this guy's computer? Want to know the answer? You know I'm going to give it to you. Anyway, out of the Daily Caller. Democratic aide suspected of major security breach under government protection in Pakistan. This guy, Imran Awan, and his wife, Hina Alvi, split the country. They're in Pakistan under government protection. A criminal suspect, which, by the way, Barrington Wiesenant was likely investigating the results of what this guy was doing. The criminal suspect in the investigation into a major security breach on the House of Representatives computer network has abruptly left the country and gone to Pakistan, where her family has significant assets and VIP level protection, a relative and others told the Daily Caller News Foundation's investigative group. Hina Alvi, her husband Imran Awan, and his brothers Abid and Jamal were highly paid shared IT administrators working for multiple House Democrats until their access to congressional IT systems was terminated on February 2nd this year as a result of this investigation. The Capitol Police confirmed the investigation is ongoing, but no arrests have been reported in the case. The Awans are accused of stealing equipment from members' offices without their knowledge and committing serious potential illegal violations on the House IT network, according to Politico. Many of the Democrats who employed the Awans are members of the House Committee on Homeland Security, the Committee on Foreign Affairs, and the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. A list of potentially compromised members is listed below. Well, it wasn't listed below because I went looking for it below, and they have deleted that. They don't want you to know who they are, but there's a whole bunch of them, folks. Their position gave them access to the members' emails and confidential files. We're talking about members of the House of Representatives here, folks. And in addition, Imran was given the password for an iPad used by then-Democratic National Committee Chairwoman, guess who? Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a Florida Democrat. The five came to the U.S. from Pakistan, and since the investigation became public, the Awans have abruptly moved from longtime homes in Lorton and Springfield, Virginia. Imran and Hina recently withdrew their children from their schools, according to members of the Holly Elementary and Lorton Station Middle School communities. Multiple people said Hina told them she was headed to Pakistan, where the family has significant property, and real estate records show Hina listed both the Lorton house and the apartment she owns for sale. In other words, they've listed the house, they've got somebody else that's selling the house for them, and they are hiding in Pakistan. I came to know from one of their relatives that Hina Alvi and her daughters have moved to Pakistan. Hina Alvi said, "We have moved here in Pakistan permanently," the Awan stepmother Samina Galani told the DNC, the DCNF. Two other sources close to the family, who requested anonymity because they believe it is a national security issue, also said that Hina has gone to Pakistan. Now, Gilani, let's see, wait a minute. Where did I go? Give me a second here, folks. I just missed my place here. Their positions gave them access to members' emails, and Ram was given a password. Okay, I got that part. Oh, here we go. Gilani said in court documents that the Awan brothers have convinced Pakistani officials that they are VIPs and travel the country with a police motorcade, an assertion that seemingly gives them a major incentive to seek protection there, as well as raising questions about how the computer jockeys obtained that status. Other court documents and multiple people involved in various financial disputes with Imran told the DCNF that he was quick to represent himself as from the U.S. Congress in personal matters. The family received more than $4 million in congressional pay, yet their lifestyles in the U.S. were not overly luxurious. Gilani said significant assets were stored in Pakistan. When Imran and Hina moved out of their 3,200-square-foot home in Lorton, Imran told a neighbor he was moving into a home of his father, who died on January 16th, previously occupied. They lived there for 9 years, the neighbor told the DCNF. I saw a moving truck a month ago, and he said he was moving. Other court documents and multiple people involved in various financial disputes with Imran told the DCNF that he was quick to represent himself as from the United States Congress. The family received $4 million in congressional pay. When Imran and Hina moved out of their 3,200-square-foot home, they told the neighbor he was moving in with his father. They lived there for 9 years. Abid also moved out of his longtime Springfield home, the new tenants told the DCNF. Gilani said Abid moved into their deceased father's home with his wife and kids, and Imran moved in as well, but without his family. A third family member also lives in the 2,400-square-foot house, further indicating that Imran's wife and kids were unlikely to be joining him. A female African immigrant at Shah's house said she began renting a portion of the house in April with her numerous children. That Springfield home is where Gilani, the stepmother, lived with the Imams until her death, until his death. She fled after the brothers threatened to have her relatives in Pakistan kidnapped if she didn't cooperate in a large U.S. House of Representatives seal that is now displayed permanently, if she didn't cooperate in a financial scheme. A large U.S. House of Representatives seal is now displayed prominently on the first floor window of the house. Imran, who has worked for Wasserman Schultz since 2005, boasted that he had many contacts in the USA and Pakistan also. He also said that if I called even the whole United States police on them, he would not face consequences, Gilani told the DCNF. Imran Awan threatened that he is very powerful and would use that power to have people kidnapped in Pakistan, she said in court documents. And as I go through this, folks, and you find out what how the people in Congress that were questioned about this guy by the police, he's got something on him, folks, because the police are even reporting that these people are talking very nicely about Awan to protect themselves. Tenants of one property Hina owns said she had been able to pick up the rent recently and has not returned calls. All contact with her friend has been turned off, the tenant said. The switch off to dealing with Imran instead was odd. Imran ordered the renters not to cooperate with law enforcement, the renter said, adding that he told them to begin making out rent in the form of a blank check and giving it to the realtor. A spokesman for the Capitol Police declined to comment on this story. Here's another one. The Capitol Police aren't comment on this story. They're not commenting on the story of Barrington Wiesenit. So I'm going to shift for a moment because I did some research on the internet over the weekend to this guy. I had a caller call in, it was last week or week before, about this guy, George Webb, talked about having him up on the show. So I went in, took a look at some of this stuff that George Webb is looking at. And the guy's a little questionable to me. I'm not sure, who exactly the George Webb is. It looks like I ran across a clip of his, a 20-minute clip, where 4.05 minutes into the clip, he claims he is with the Mossad, but it's the old Mossad. I don't know what that means as far as the old Mossad to the new Mossad. He wants to go back to the old Mossad the way things were. Whatever that means, I don't know. Also, over the weekend, supposedly George Webb and I believe the guy's name is Jason Goodman were in Washington, D.C., walking the halls of Congress, saying that a lot of the Democrats looked terrified. A few of them had Cheshire cat grins on their face, but he spent some time over the weekend with Jerome Corsi. Now, I find this rather interesting, and I don't mean to get convoluted here, But Jerome Corsi works for WorldNet Daily, and he's also a contact for Alex Jones in Washington, D.C. So George Webb and Jason Goodman meet with Jerome Corsi. Lisa Croken has been the one that's been very boisterous on all these alternative radio shows talking about Seth Rich and talking about child trafficking and so forth. And for some reason, WorldNet Daily fires Lisa Croken, who used to write for him. So I'm not real sure about what's going on in that arena. I'm still looking at it. But according to George Webb, Imran Awan had worked for a place called Inter America. That's I-N-T-E-R. And it's the old New York Film Academy. Now, Inter America is a CI link to Inter America, E-N-T-E-R. You get it? According to George Webb, Juan Gutierrez ran it. And it means you are bringing people in that are your people to maintain laptops and Blackberries of members of Congress. Juan Gutierrez is saying it, and the New York Times is saying it. We're going to go to a break. I'm going to continue with this when we get back. Stick around, more to come, folks. I haven't even touched the surface yet. Be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. In looking at some of these clips, and I didn't get deep into it, but it looks like there's a major, major web going on, folks. And according to George Webb, this is MENA, Arkansas on an international level. Yes, Imran Awan, as I mentioned, worked for Inter-America, I-N-T-E-R, the old New York Film Academy, but yet Inter-America is the CIA link and the front to Inter-America, E-N-T-E-R. Remember that report that I did on Sonny Bono, with guy that turned reporter? He was in business making puppets. Okay, and that was just a front business? Well, that's what this is. Evidently, Imran owned a whole mess of car dealerships around several states or whatever. I didn't get much into that, but I'm going to go take another look at it probably this weekend and see if I can fit it into a, you know, very presentable piece for you. Not tonight, however. So, this guy and his wife split to Pakistan while under investigation. Schultz is intense, as well as extremely concerned and threatening the D.C. police chief if he doesn't hand over this computer, and the federal immigration processor in Schultz's congressional district, Barrington Wiesenen, is found floating dead off the shore last Wednesday. The next day, she calls into the law firm asking really weird questions about the case, and also the firm reported threats about this. Now, all the while, attorney Elizabeth Beck, handling the D.C. lawsuit, is reporting, as I said, she's receiving death threats, and Schultz is calling into her law firm, disguising her voice, asking questions about what evidence they have. Elizabeth Beck has publicly stated that both Seth Rich and Sean Lucas would have been called to testify in this pending lawsuits against Schultz and the DNC. Now, you think it might have something to do with this, folks? Congressional technology aides are baffled that data theft allegations against four former House IT workers who were banned from the congressional network have largely been ignored. The aides have been ignored, and they fear the integrity of sensitive high-level information. Whatever that high-level information is, Debbie Wasserman Schultz wants it from the D.C. Police Department, and they're not giving it to her. Imran Awan and three relatives were colleagues until police banned them from the computer networks at the House of Representatives after suspicion the brothers accessed congressional computers without permission. Five Capitol Hill technology aides told the Daily Caller's News Foundation investigation group that members of Congress have displayed an inexplicable and intense loyalty towards the suspects who police say victimized them. Go figure on that one, folks. The baffled aides wonder if the suspects are, guess, and I can already give you the answer to this, the baffled aides are wondering if the suspects are blackmailing representatives based on the contents of their emails and files to which they had full access. Does that now explain why Debbie Wasserman Schultz was looking awful intense, awful terrified, and awful frustrated that she couldn't recover that laptop from those cops? That explains it to me, folks. Now, I'm not saying for sure that's what it is, but, you know, if it looks like a duck and acts like a duck and walks like a duck, it's probably a duck. We'll be back. Top of the hour break. See you in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. See you on the other side in 2 minutes, folks.
I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.